People who are new to the whole area of income property investing always ask the question, what happens if I can't find a tenant? Let me say that if you have an attractive rental property, you essentially have three available methods for finding tenants. You can take steps to find them yourself, such as placing ads in the newspaper. You can use a fee-paid rental company. Or if you have a management company managing the property, you will expect that company to fill vacancies as they arise. Most of the time, you should be able to find tenants on your own just by advertising in the local newspaper or on the internet, especially in college towns, where a large percentage of the population has access to computers. Your ad should be simple, straightforward, and positive, emphasizing features of the property or at least terms that most people would find attractive. For example, the number of bedrooms, the names of good schools in the area, the highlights of the location, the rental rate, and any special amenities the property might offer. Although you might not have a problem attracting tenants on a regular basis, occasionally you might need some help in filling an unexpected vacancy. In such cases, you could turn to a fee-paid rental company. Now, fee-paid rental companies exist to help people locate apartments and rental homes. These companies don't charge the potential tenants, but they do charge landlords. And generally, the charge is a flat fee, for example, $250 to $300, as opposed to a percentage of the lease amount. When you use a fee-paid rental company, you have the right to reject any potential tenant, so it doesn't hurt to list an available rental property with one of these companies. I mean, after all, a vacant property can be costly because it generates expenses, not income. Fee-paid rental companies usually advertise in the newspaper or in the Yellow Pages. In many areas, they're listed in the Apartment Hunter's Guide. In some states, registration with the State Real Estate Commission is mandatory for these companies, and many belong to the local boards of realtors. By contacting the Board of Realtors or looking at the publications I just mentioned, you might locate several companies that can help you. If you use a management firm to manage your property, you can also expect them to fill unexpected vacancies. A typical management company, if there is any such thing, will probably not charge any extra amount to find new tenants over and above their management fee. And this fee will usually run 8 to 10% for single-family homes and 6 to 7% for larger multi-unit properties. They might also ask for a certain percentage of any labor or maintenance costs paid throughout the year. Now, I personally would avoid a management company that does charge extra for paying any labor or maintenance costs. And remember, a reminder, all of these things are negotiable. Now, about managing the property.